Matthew Wilder, and Break My Stride on B104.3. Good morning. How you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 37 and sunny in the Parkland. It is 7:50 on the dot. So, yay! We get to do the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay. As a longtime ambassador and board member for Save the Children, Jennifer Garner is helping create safe space for kids as their families struggle with the ongoing fires across the Los Angeles area. And Garner set up a bunch of pop-up play therapy camps, places where kids can feel normal and have fun.
Everyone is just trying to give children a little bit of joy and normalcy, if that's at all possible. And give parents the space to figure out where they're going to live, where their kids are going to go to school.
So I watched her Instagram live, I don't know, day before yesterday, I think. And she and Katie Couric were talking, and they were trying to raise money for Save the Children that comes in and helps out with families in situations like this. And oh my gosh, they said they would match it, whatever they came up with during this live. And I think they raised $64,000 or $65,000 by the time they signed off, which meant that Jennifer Garner and Katie Couric both had to donate that much money on top of it. So that's crazy. Almost $200,000. And it was like maybe a half an hour. Kelly Osbourne blasted several celebrities who are out helping wildfire victims just to get a photo op. She said, "No one asked you to come out and give hugs. Go home." Leonardo DiCaprio is donating $1 million to wildfire relief. And the Eagles, the rock band, not the NFL team, are chipping in $2.5 million. Drew Barrymore shared how she reacted to being cheated on during a recent episode of her show. She recalled throwing her ex's belongings in his car, then forcing him to watch as she met his mistress for drinks.
I was like, you're going to sit here and you're going to listen to the two of us talk. So shut up and listen.
Okay. Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lil Wayne and the Roots, Lenny Kravitz, John Fogerty and Santana will be headlining the New Orleans Jazz Festival. That doesn't make sense. Riley Keough shared that she was arrested as a teenager for breaking and entering.
I went to a party at my friend's house.
Okay.
But I didn't know that it wasn't my friend's house. It was a house for sale. And so the police came and most people like got away. And then about 10 of us got arrested. My mom was.
Did she try to like get it not in the papers?
No, she was like, "This is on you, girl."
Oh, you own it. By the way, Riley's grandfather, Elvis Presley's House of Tomorrow in Palm Springs is on the market. Oh, man, I bet that's some seriously awesome retro. The Daredevil Born Again series debuts on Disney Plus March 4th with Charlie Cox returning as Matt Murdock, a.k.a. Daredevil, also starring Vincent D'Onofrio and John Bernthal. Margaret Qualley discussed the lasting effects of the prosthetics she had in the movie The Substance and revealed she used the acne caused by those prosthetics in her next film, Kinds of Kindness.
The character that has like all the acne, like that was just my acne from the prosthetics. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of perfect. Like I'm playing all these different characters. For one of them, we'll really use all my crazy prosthetic acne. Yeah, like it took me probably like a year to recover, like physically from all of it.
Ooh, that sounds awful. And something else that's awful, for some reason, Kanye West posted a video from 2008 on his Instagram story showing Pamela Anderson in her Playboy bunny suit. Not really. You know what I'm saying. You know, presenting a birthday cake to Hugh Hefner. And let me tell you, the comments are horrific. And speaking of horrific, Sally Struthers says Betty White once fat shamed her in a room full of people.
I didn't have such a great experience with her. Very passive aggressive woman. We went to her house once to work on a pilot
for a new game show. Plate was set in the middle, and it was cookies, I think. So I reached for a cookie, and she said in front of everyone, oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie. Totally fat shamed me. And I thought, gosh, that's not nice.
No, that's, I've seen that on her face, Betty White, behind the scenes for Golden Girls. She and B. Arthur didn't get along. And a Kardashian alert. So little baby Kardashian Kylie Jenner jetted to Paris to join Timothée Chalamet for the French premiere of his film A Complete Unknown. He's receiving Oscar buzz, and paparazzi has staked out the Hotel Royal Monceau. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not French. Anyway, that's where Kylie and Timothée were staying, in the presidential suite. Well, when you're dating a billionaire, you can stay anywhere. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. I'm sure that last part with the Kardashian alert will make my son-in-law very happy to hate them. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. Hey, son-in-law, you're welcome.